friends. I hope you're well. So every now and then I have a moment, a lovely moment, where I have to go back and thank past Alicia for doing something that was not intended to be helpful in the moment, but ended up being helpful in the future. So what happened recently is I have a piano course that I'm releasing, that I'm in the process of releasing, and I wanted to be able to offer something additional. So one thing I really like doing when I release a course, I just like to give more. Like, I like to over deliver. I like to, if someone's signing up for something, I like giving extras or exclusive things. Like if you join this course, you're going to get access to this like kind of unique piece of content that no one else has. Or I just like creating extra things like that, because I think it's fun. It's a challenge to think about the things that that I could share. So I was thinking about that this morning. And I was thinking, man, I don't really have a lot of time to just like come up with something. I'm quite busy right now. So it's not the best state to be in if you want to be creative. Creativity tends to come around when you're having like more ambient lazy moments. Like I find good creative ideas tend to come to me like when I'm lying in bed or when I'm in the shower or out for a walk or things like that. Not usually when I'm under some kind of time crunch. So I wasn't feeling particularly creative this morning, and I was just browsing around my folders, things I've already created. And I came across a couple random things that I created in the past that I never did anything with. So one thing I found is I found the outline of an ebook about creativity. So I actually started planning out this entire ebook that I was just going to give to people for free. And it's not finished, but it's like the entire structure there. And I think there's like at least several thousand words of it written. So that was kind of fun. I was like, oh, hey, good job, Past Alicia. You started something, even though you didn't finish it. But another thing that I found that's relevant to the piano course that I'm teaching is I found workshops. So I had been planning music theory workshops. I totally forgot about this. I don't even remember doing this. It must have been years ago. But I wanted to teach these live workshops, like live over the internet, like a 2-hour intensive kind of thing where we deep dive into a topic. There's worksheets and everything like that. So what I found is the entire outline of a workshop, like all the, like everything written up. It's like pages and pages long, as well as basically a whole bunch of worksheets. So someone going through this workshop would actually have exercises to do. They had an answer key and things like that. So I have basically several workshops entirely planned out that I totally forgot about. And it ended up being really useful because it's like, oh, hey, that's actually something that would help the beginners that I'm trying to teach on the piano. So the point that I want to get to today with this video is not just to do a bro a favor by helping out your future self by doing something cool in the present that you might not have a point of doing. It's more to take your curiosity far. I think one thing that I like to talk about with some of my friends is the idea that curiosity has different levels. So there's like kind of the vague curiosity where you're like, oh, hey, that's interesting. You'll have a conversation about it or something, but it's fairly passive. And there's varying degrees of curiosity because you have the kind of curiosity that is like a burning intensity where you get curious about something, then you're like, man, I need to like really explore this and deep dive it. So an example of this would be someone like Tim Urban on his blog, Wait But Why. So what he does is he gets interested in a topic, he deep dives it, sometimes taking months to write an article. And then he writes a really great article that's super well researched, that answers a lot of questions and so on. So he gets his curiosity, it's like an intense curiosity. He's not just like passively kind of interested in things. He's like really in there in a topic. He's like, I want to know I want to get my knowledge level of this topic from a 3 to a 7 or 8. And I want to share with people what I've learned along the way. So different degrees of curiosity. If you're curious about something enough to take action, I think that's one of the keys to being the kind of person who creates a lot of content, which I identify with. So I've created hundreds of videos, well over 500 videos on YouTube between this channel and Piano TV. I've created a bunch of courses. I've created books. I've created music albums. I tend to, creation is not a problem of mine. But when I think about, okay, how would I explain why I create a lot of things? I feel like I'm, for my age, fairly prolific in what I've done so far. And I think one of the big keys to that is simply that I have like a really dialed up curiosity. When I get interested in something, I get really interested to the point where I want to teach a course on it, to the point where I write a book about it, to the point where I write an album about it or whatever. So my curiosity is so high that I'm driven to take action, even when I don't necessarily have a purpose. So when I created these theory workshops way back in the day, I was probably thinking in my head, like, yeah, I'll teach theory workshops on Piano TV. That'll be cool. And then somewhere along the way, the idea probably got dropped. Maybe I just wasn't feeling it, or maybe the timing didn't seem right, or logistically it didn't work out. And I dropped it, and that's fine. Because what ends up happening is, if I follow my curiosity to that level of intensity, to the level of intensity where I'm actually creating things. So if I was thinking to myself, hey, it'd be cool to teach a piano workshop, that thought could end there. I don't have to pursue that curiosity further. That's a fairly like low level passive curiosity if it just pops in my brain. But if I'm like, okay, well, what if I were to teach this? I could like create the outline for it. That's another level of curiosity. Another level of curiosity is like, I'm going to create this and see what happens. I'm just going to create a workshop as though I'm going to teach it. Whether or not I actually do is a different issue, but I'm going to go ahead assuming, like, I'm going to get so interested in it that I'm actually going to just like create the entire workshop. Or ebook or whatever it happens to be. So this dialed up curiosity, I think, is the key to creating things. Because if you're not that interested in the things that you're doing, if you're not that curious about learning new things, or if you don't have the question, I wonder if I could teach a workshop, if you don't have the sense that you need to prove that to yourself, or you want to explore that to see it's like a challenge, then I feel like you're going to be limited in your ability to create a lot of content. So just a thought of the day, something that past self Alicia was very lovely to present day Alicia. So thank you past Alicia. I'll remember to be bro to future Alicia. Thank you so much for watching this video, and I'll catch up with you later.